This is JIS News. Coming up, Justice Minister wants persons occupying lands for several years to get titles. New track at GC Foster to open in less than 2 weeks. And food exporters urged to become compliant with global labeling standards. The news in detail after the break.
This is the JUTC. I talk of the things.
So listen and learn.
Hear me now. We are the only legit stage carriage provider in the KMTR.
Learn that.
GUTC, the real deal when you travel by bus in the KMTR. Yellow is the color code, red plate too. No take no chance with the robot man and the loader man. Travel on the JUTC buses only in the KMTR. Learn that, JUTC.
Right. JUTC, your route to excellence.
Now the news. The Ministry of Justice is advocating for the implementation of legislation to allow Jamaicans who occupy lands for extended periods to acquire the title to the property. Portfolio Minister Senator Mark Golding says this legislation will help several families.
There are many families in Jamaica that live in yards or on lanes, which are all one old title, held by somebody who may be deceased or has migrated, and they pay very small amounts of rent for occupying that land. And even if they build on that land, they can't get a title for it. And on the other hand, the titled owner of the entire yard or the entire lane has a property which has multiple families living on it. They'll never be able to sell that or mortgage it. So that land is effectively sterilized in terms of its economic potential.
Minister Golding says the government recognizes that land reform and titling are critical for economic and social development, noting that initiatives such as the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP, have been implemented to make the title acquisition process easier. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson says the government continues to undertake several programs to reduce the country's energy bill and improve the electricity regulatory framework. He says the passing of the Electricity Act in August this year is an indication of government's commitment to modernize the energy landscape. Additionally, Minister Robinson says the implementation of renewable projects across the island, inclusive of solar panels and wind turbines, should result in a reduction in the country's energy bill.
So as a government, we are committed to the renewable energy sector. We have set a goal of achieving 20% of our energy generated by renewables by the year 2030. We believe it's actually a conservative goal and we would want to exceed that.
Minister Robinson was speaking at the commissioning of energy systems at the Port Royal Marine Lab earlier this week. The country's food exporters are being urged to become compliant with global labeling requirements in order to increase access to international markets. Certified food scientist Dr. Andre Gordon says roughly 10% of Caribbean food products entering major markets over the past 10 years have been rejected due to improper product labeling. The markets include the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, and the European Union.
A wide range of food items that are exported are held at port of entry, more so now under the Food Safety Modernization Act, and then they are assessed to see whether or not they comply with the label requirements. Many of them are being found to be non-compliant. So what has happened in the last 2 years is that labeling regulations mean that one label now can't go into multiple markets. You have to do special label for each market.
Dr. Gordon, who is also the Managing Director of Technological Solutions Limited, was speaking at Dampro's Food Labeling Requirements Workshop Tuesday. The one-day workshop, attended by several local business operators, was designed to inform manufacturers and exporters about the labeling requirements in major markets, thus enabling them to be more compliant with the requirements. And the newly installed running track at the G.C. Foster College in St. Catherine will be officially opened on October 7. Principal of the school, Dr. Joyce Graham, is expressing satisfaction with the finished product.
In our quest to continue to strive for excellence, our students will be exposed to top-class facility, and this is one of them. So we can start looking at moving the institution forward. The students are motivated, and so are the lecturers. Everybody wants to get on it.
BSW Regupol, the German company that constructed the Usain Bolt track at the University of the West Indies, started construction of the GC Foster track in March and completed work on August 19. Minister with responsibility for sport, Natalie Nita Headley, says the International Association of Athletics Federations, IWAF, will certify the finished product as a Level 2 track and is expected to participate in the handing over ceremony. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.